Amberly.
Yeah, I was just calling because I have an addiction to cutting, and it's really hard, and there's only two people that know about it. There's a guy from the Hope Line and my boyfriend. And my boyfriend really wants me to stop, and I know in my right mind that I need to stop, and I want to stop for me and for my boyfriend, but I'm kind of being selfish, and I don't want to stop because I'm afraid that I'm going to get hurt. Like, my heart is, like, been broken many of times by previous boyfriends, and everybody that's been in my life has let me down, and my boyfriend currently is the only guy so far that hasn't, and it's really hard for me to trust people, and I trust him.
I'm missing the reasoning here. Huh. You have a boyfriend that you really like that's treating you the best that any guy's ever treated you. He's begging you to quit, but you don't want to quit because he might hurt you?
Yeah, I'm...
Well, I don't get the tie-in.
I cut with an X-Acto knife set, and yesterday when he got off of work, he came, and he got the set from me, and he grinded all the blades down and everything, and he got it from me. I asked him to come and get it. So I'm stepping into the process, and the day before yesterday, I cut, and then I passed out, and it scared me really bad, but I don't think it scared me enough to stop. And so that's the reason I gave that to him, because I didn't trust myself to get rid of it on my own. And I'm, like, wondering, is it possible to trust somebody if you don't even trust yourself?
Well, you are definitely putting a lot of pressure on your boyfriend.
Yeah, I know.
You're asking him to be your boyfriend, your best friend, your counselor, and you don't really want to stop. So, I mean, I sympathize. It's an addiction, and addiction comes with its cravings. I do sympathize. But if you don't stop cutting, you will lose everything near and dear to you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to stop for me and for him as well. But I know that's going to be hard, and I feel like that I'm going to end up having to do it by myself.
Well, do it for yourself then. If you're doing it for anybody else but yourself, you know, you won't stop. It doesn't go away on its own. This is a war. So, I mean, your boyfriend's doing the best he can. He's obviously over his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice to get people around you that are positive. And it is important that you talk out your issues.
Right.
But you need a flat-out, bona fide professional who deals with people who cut every day.